Bratříčku, nevzlikej, to nejsou bubáci, vždyť už jsi velikej, to jsou jen vojáci, přijeli v hranatých, železných maringotkách.
Karol Krill is considered by many to be the greatest Czech folk singer ever to have lived. He was the voice of a generation, with this song, Bratříčku, zavírej vrátka, becoming an anthem of protest against the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia in 1968. Krill, who died 15 years ago this week, continues to enjoy a massive popularity in this country. One of the first people to spot his talent was DJ and music critic Jiří Černý.
Já jsem Karla Krilla poznal jako
I originally knew Karol Krill as a budding singer-songwriter. At first I just knew him as a voice coming from Northern Moravia. Czech Radio Ostrava sent me recordings of lots and lots of singer-songwriters, and the one I liked most was Karol Krill. His voice impressed me, as did his lyrics and his melodies, and because I had a chart program on Czech radio in Prague back then, I played his records on my show.
Tak jsem tam jeho písničky zařadil.
Jiří Černý was responsible for the release of Krill's first album, which came out in 1969.
Ty Karlovy písničky ze začátku nebyly úspěšné. Posluchači hlasovali.
Karol's songs were not very successful in the beginning. On my show, listeners had to vote for the songs they wanted to hear the following week, and his first four songs were voted out straight away. But the fifth one, Bratričku zavírej vrátka, which came out just after the Soviet-led occupation of Czechoslovakia, was voted straight to the top of the hit parade. And on the basis of this success, I suggested to record label Supraphon that they should release a whole album of this previously unknown singer-songwriter's music, because he had so many good songs.
Protože on tolik dobrých písniček měl.
Supraphon refused, and Černý turned to the only other record company in communist Czechoslovakia, Panton, which usually specialized in classical music. For Krill, however, Panton made an exception. His first album, also called Bratříčku zavírej vrátka, came out in 1969, with photos by the world-renowned Josef Koudelka on the cover.
Z rozmláceného kostela v krabici s kusem mídla přinesl jsem si anděla, polámali mu křídla.
The album was a hit with just about everyone except the communist authorities. Krill went into exile in West Germany for the next 20 years. Upon his return, he struck up a friendship with fellow musician Jiří Jedeček, who'd been raised on illegal recordings of Krill's songs.
He was a little bit older than me, and so for me he was, in my youth, a good example to follow. I even tried, when I was 15, 16, I even tried to write something a la Krill, and when playing these songs after around the fire in the nature with friends, I always used to say that this is an unknown Krill, you know, it's because I was a little bit ashamed to tell the truth.
After Karol Krill's death in 1994, Jiří Jedeček worked on a project with the Czech National Theatre called Solo Pro 3, which presented Krill's songs alongside those of Vladimír Vysotský and Jacques Brel.
Krill is an author of political love songs, because there was a view of this critical points of the situation of the Czech or Czechoslovak reality, but as well there was a very very tender and very very fragile view of human relations. I mean love and friendship and so on. It's very rare to write like him, to unit these two points of view in one song.
Prší a venku se setmělo, tato noc nebude krátká, beránka vlku se zachtělo, bratříčku.
Today, Krill is perhaps best remembered for his song Bratričku zavírej vrátka, a fable which warns of the damage a wolf can do when the gate to a sheep pen is left open. Bratričku was famously written in one night in 1968, whilst Warsaw Pact troops invaded Prague. With a lot of Krill's songs being remembered today for their political significance, does Jiří Dědeček think that the romantic side of his writing has been overlooked?
For me, he was a very, very great author of these love songs with, let's say, political background or something like that. But when he tried to write only political songs in the middle of 90s, he was very weak as an author, as a poet, because suddenly it was very well done, but there was no soul in these in these works. For me, it was somehow the end of the big poet and the beginning of the small pamphletist. And this was the time when we separated.
Zpráva z tisku. Obě delegace položily pak věnce na hrob neznámého vojína. A co na to neznámý vojín? Čele klaka, pak ctnostné rodiny a náruč chryzantem.
Krill spent 20 years in exile in West Germany, where he worked for Radio Free Europe and performed his songs for Czech emigres around the world. A prolific songwriter, albums of his latest hits made their way back into Czechoslovakia in a range of different disguises. One collection of Krill's songs passed itself off as a compilation of Viennese waltzes, while another masqueraded as Klassiker modern frisiert, classics in a modern style. Krill himself returned to his homeland in the midst of the Velvet Revolution in 1989, where he continued to write new songs. But for Jiří Dědeček, it was one of Krill's earliest works, which remained his favourite throughout.
It was always, since 60s, 70s, I don't know in which year this song was written, Píseň neznámého vojína, the song of the unknown soldier. This is very, very strong text, strong poetry for me, and there is everything. There is the love, there is war, there is a political situation, there is the protest against the establishment. This song is for me the top of Krill's writing.
Jiří Černý firmly believes that 15 years after his death, Krill remains one of the best folk singers this country has ever known.
On měl obrovskou slovní zásobu, větší než kdokoliv.
He had an enormous vocabulary, larger than any other singer-songwriter, and his range of themes was enormous as well. He thought up some wonderful metaphors, for example, about the sky, about woman's hair, about water. Thousands of poets have made rhymes about these things, and he came up with totally original rhymes. He had a massive talent for melodies. His melodies are quick and easy to remember, and this is far from the rule with songwriters who are very poetically gifted. Normally, these sort of songwriters say, the melody isn't important. What is important are the lyrics. No. In Krill's case, the melodies were important too.
U Krilla byly důležité I melodie, taky když on...
When Krill died at the funeral service at St. Marketa's Church in Prague, the late composer Petr Eben played Krill's melodies on the organ and they sounded like Johann Sebastian Bach there.
A ono to znělo jak Johann Sebastian Bach tam.
Pod tmavo-červenými jeřabinami zahynul motýl mezi karabinami, zástupce protýl šlápl na běláska.
St. Marketa's Church in Prague 6 will again hold a service in commemoration of Karel Krill this Saturday, March the 7th at 6 p.m. And his songs show no sign of disappearing from this country's pubs and campfires anytime soon.
Na břehu řeky roste tráva ostřice, prý přišli včas, však vtrhli jako vichřice. Nad tichou zemí vrčí netopíři a národ němý tlučou oficíři. A národ němý tlučou oficíři. Na nebi měsíc jako koláč s tvarohem, Koupím si láhev rumu v krčmě za rohem. Budeš se líbat v noci s cizím pánem. Já budu zpívat spitý s kapitánem. Já budu zpívat spitý s kapitánem.